got yourself into a championship again. What, 5 and 6 years? Holy smokes, this program. It's been fun to coach these kids the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun. I guess with the way this year has been going, it's been real challenging. But, yeah, I wouldn't trade it for anything the way the kids and our program has been running. And so our kids have just been really confident with the exposure they get to playing in the state championship games and just being a part of it. So it's been a lot of fun, and I guess hopefully we get one more play in here.
Have you been pretty fortunate, your team, coaching staff, I guess the school, staying away for some cases, or have there been a few here and there for you?
You know, I think we've all dealt with that, and whether it's been cases or close to cases or, you know, it's just the whole process that everybody has to go through. So it's been more than challenging at times, and I guess it's given us coaches a lot more to worry about. So, but I guess we've got through it, so.
What a run through the playoffs, including last week. I know I was following along with watching and listening to the DCS, Tri-County game. Also, your game with Cross County. And your kids didn't panic. Coaching staff didn't panic when it was 22-0 against a good Cross County team. You just buckle the chin straps. Hey, kids, let's just take it step by step, score, and hold them. And by gosh, you did just that.
Yeah, I was a really tough football team and a really good football team. And we knew going in they were real explosive and they could do some real damage to you. So, and they did to us at the start, and we were just able to overcome some of that and kind of get back into the way we play and found some things that were working. And so, yeah, you're right. We just really didn't panic, and we just played our game, and that's kind of what we've been doing all year. And this is what this team has kind of been doing, you know, in the last so many years, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why we found our way into these championship games.
And you knew your defense was going to have to be rock solid. Cross County, the Cambridge game, and then Elm Creek, they had put in some monster point totals the last couple of games, so you knew defensively, we have got to be good for this one.
Yeah, those, they had two, not one, but two 2,000-yard rushers on the team. You know, it's pretty unbelievable to have one, and when you got two on your team, that you know that they're really capable of making big plays, kids that make good cuts and are got good speed. So we had our hands full with those two guys, and so we were fortunate enough to get through there and bunker down and made some plays on both sides of the ball and got the W.
Both teams, I know talking to Coach Spargo both teams got great running backs, and they've got quarterbacks can throw the ball, good balance. It's not just all run, even though that's your bread and butter, but you can throw the ball as well.
Yeah, we've always relied on being balanced. We've always thought that was important, especially through seasons where you know you're going to come up teams that they're going to line up with you that, you know, match up with you well. And sometimes you got to be able to do both. And we've always installed that into our football program and our players that, you know, we're going to be able to throw the football when we need to. And so and our receivers always catch the ball. And that's kind of another thing we pride ourselves on, that, you know, we'll throw it if they'll catch it. And you know, we try to get quite a few people involved in our offense, and it really seems to make a difference to help us practice on both sides of the ball when we run up against people that throw the ball that against us as well. So that's something we've always prided ourselves on, is being able to throw the football.
What was the reaction from you and your team after you got that win over Cross County and you found out none of the finals were going to be held at Memorial Stadium and you were going to be hosting? What was the reaction from your team on that one?
Well, you know, we were all, we were, of course, have to get really excited winning the game. And, I really don't think it really set in until maybe, you know, the next day or two. But, you know, I mean, we're fortunate enough we're playing in Burwell. I could see where if you had to travel and it would be a little, you know, you would think about it maybe differently. Our kids are fortunate enough to have been able to experience Lincoln, and we just know how great that was. And I feel bad for other teams that haven't got to experience working so hard and then not get to play the championship game down at Memorial Stadium, which is something that everybody should, you know, that gets this far should get to experience. So, but for us getting experience, since we've been down there, it probably wasn't as big a deal as it might be for some other teams thinking. And then on top of that, we get to play at home too. So, it's a good trade-off for us. And But more than anything, we're going to get to play football again, so that's what we want to do.
That's the most important thing. Exactly right. You get a chance playing a state championship game, even though I know this place, this football field would be jam-packed if at all possible, but unfortunately, probably for rules and because of what the NSA has kind of laid down, the governor and et cetera, the crowd probably not as big as what it could have been for this one.
Yeah, seems to amaze me when it comes to high school football who shows up and this and that. So, I would suggest that it's probably will be as big as atmosphere as all of our semifinal or playoff games have been. Seems like a lot of people have been there. So, I still think there's a lot of people who come out and want to support it and be part of a good football game and a lot of even people looking for something to do or being outside and a little more safe environment supposed to be. So I look forward to Friday being quite a few people around wanting to see what's going on anyway.
I see one of your top tacklers is a young man named of Alex Gideon. I take it it's been a joy to coach him here the last couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, it really has been. Yeah, he makes a big difference on our team, and he's stepping. His older brother Tyler was on the championship team back in 16, so he's got some pretty big shoes to fill. But he likes to compete with his brother a little bit, but boy, Alex does a really good job for us on both sides of the ball, and he's just a real team player, and you can always count on him.
Well, we talked about earlier your defense had been good against Cross County, and it's got to be good against DCS, another team that can put up a lot of points and a lot of yards, can't they?
Yeah, another real similar team that does a lot of different things, and it's got a really good backfield and big up front, and like you say, they'd like to throw the ball around also as well, so we're going to have our hands full, and I think both teams, us playing each other last year, have a lot of respect for who each team is, so it has the makings for a really good football game.